Blog Talk Radio.
Financial Patriot. My name is Clinton Bennett, and I am the Financial Patriot. This is my first show as the Financial Patriot, and the reason I put together this show is very important, because Americans and Canadians today are in severe financial problems. And they're facing a lot of financial hardships. In regard to a recent survey, North Americans are facing serious financial challenges. In Canada, for example, 35% of Canadians do not have any savings or investments. And only 27% of private sector workers have an employer-funded pension plan. The average savings in RRSPs, or Registered Retirement Savings Plans, is $55,000 Canadian. But the financial picture in the United States is even more gloomy. 33% or more than 77 million of Americans don't pay their bills on time. 39% carry their credit card debt month to month. Only 59% of adults say they have savings. And what's worse is more than half now think it's acceptable to default on their mortgages if they are unable to pay them. You know, there was a time in America when our fathers and our grandfathers worked for a company, when that company would really invest in their employees. But sadly, those times are gone. You know, we live in a new age now. You know, a lot of people think that I have a 401k, I have a pension plan, I have insurance through my employer, and they're set. But in all fairness, the people that think that way are only setting themselves up for a financial rude awakening. I'm going to share with you a recent presentation that I did for a friend of mine who came to me because she thought she was financially stable, but she wanted to make sure. She has a 401k, she has a term life insurance through her employer. And I'm not going to get into the amount of her 401k and her insurance, but I will tell you this, that it was, each of them were in excess of $250,000 each. But sitting down with her and going over her plans for the future and really breaking down for her hopes and desires. What I showed her really opened her eyes to where she really stood financially. Now, my friend is a 25-year-old female. She indicated to me that, excuse me, I got a little bit of a cold. She indicated to me that she wanted to retire at age 50. So between now and the retirement age of 50 is 25 years. Now, talking to my friend and knowing her family as I do, I learned that she hoped to at least live up to the age of 80. But judging by what I know about her family, I think she'll probably live to be a little bit older than that. But going by the numbers that she gave me, she indicated that she hoped to live up to at least 80, so that's 30 years of retirement. Now, I asked my friend a very point-blank question, and I said, how much do you think you need to live on monthly to enjoy your retirement? And she indicated to me she needed $5,000. So over a year period of 12 months, my friend would need $60,000 a year to live on. And over the 30 years that she hopes to live after she retires at age 50, my friend would need to have a total of $1.8 million saved up, whether it be through savings, investments, so forth and so on. And I asked her if she had those funds already saved, and she said no. So what I did for my friend was, is I broke it down for her into a simple to understand formula. Now, we know that she's 25, she wants to retire at age 50, and she's hoping to at least live up to the age of 80. So she has 25 years from today to save the $1.8 million that she needs for her and her family to enjoy the retirement years. So she needs to save $1.8 million in a 25-year period. So if I divided that $1.8 million in by 25, my friend would need to save $72,000 a year. But like most people, she don't have that. And so I said, okay, what if we broke it down into monthly installments? So I divided the 72,000 by 12, and it came up to $6,000 a month. But again, she said, I don't have that. I don't think I'll be able to afford that. So what I did for her again was, is I broke it down into weekly installments. But the picture doesn't even prove that much, even if I broke it down into a weekly installment, because she still would need to come up with $1,500 a month. And what makes these figures even more of importance is the fact that the numbers that I just shared with you are above and beyond her everyday expenses presently. Because besides having to save this amount of money over a year, over a 12-month period or weekly installments. She still has to pay for her everyday expenses, her food, her rent, or mortgage, the daily fuel that she needs to put into her vehicle, the maintenance on her vehicle, and everything else that is required for us to live on as people. So I asked my friend, I said, well, how can we get you to this point? What would you need to do to be able to save $1.8 million for your retirement? Do you work multiple jobs? Do you work overtime at your job? Do you take more of your hard-earned income and put it into your 401k and other investments that are very risky at best? Or do you find something that can generate you more money while providing for you a death benefit, a long-term care benefit, and a cash accumulation that you can borrow up to 90% of the face value tax-free? Or do you find a career that you can use to earn a good and stable income that can help you achieve your goal of $1.8 million? If I could show her a product and a career that she could do that could help her achieve that, would she be interested? Well, she was. And the product that I showed her was something that we call an FFIUL. And what that in plain English is an index universal life insurance policy that generates protection, that generates a cash accumulation value that you borrow up to 90% of the face value that has accumulated over the life of the policy tax-free. And also I showed her a career that she can use to earn even more money to help fund her retirement. And my friend was very excited about this, because to be honest with you, when we invest our money, there are four factors that are important to us whenever we invest our money. When we invest our money, we want growth of our investment. We want the maximum amount of money that we can get by law, legally, for every penny that we put in. Now, a lot of people say that, oh, I can put money into my bank account or my CD or whatever. If I can put my money into a bank and a CD, I can put $10,000 into that bank, that CD, and turn that $10,000 into $1 million. Okay? Let me do a little bit of math here. When you put your money in a bank account, whether it be a savings or checking, what interest rate do they give you for your depositing money into the bank? if you're lucky, 1%, 2%. Am I right or wrong? If I'm wrong, feel free to correct me. But in most cases, it's 1% to 2% interest. But what is the rate of inflation today? The rate of inflation is anywhere from 3% to 5%. Now, if you're earning interest on your savings of 1% to 2%, and the interest rate, or correction, and the inflation rate is 4% to 5%, then that 1% to 2% interest that you just earned has just been lost to the inflation. Now, above and beyond the inflation rate, there's also tax on everything that you earned from your deposits. All the interest that you've earned will be taxed. So I ask you, is that growth? Is your savings growing? No. Now, a lot of people have 401ks, 403bs, and pension plans. And they think that by investing their money in a 401k, a pension plan, or a 403b, that the money that they put into that 401k, 403b, and the pension plan is safe. Now, I don't know how many of you have actually followed your 401ks. I have. And over the years that I had my 401k, I noticed that there were times when my 401k performed very well. But then there were times when my 401k lost money. And the reason for that is plain and simple. When you invest money in a 401k, a 403b, and a pension plan, in most cases, now I'm not saying it's like that in every case, but in most cases, your money is tied directly to stocks, bonds, mutual funds. And when those stocks and bonds and municipal funds or mutual funds perform well, you're going to earn money. And that's a good thing, as long as they perform well. But when the stock market goes down, everything that you put in there is at risk. Your gains are at risk, and even your principal investment is at risk. I've seen people lose not just the gains in their account, but the actual principal as well. So is that safety? Again, the answer to that question would have to be no. Now, the thing about a lot of other investments that are very important is having tax advantage. And now, in every investment, whether it be a 401k, a 403b, a pension plan, stocks, bonds, whatever, the moment you access the money in that account, you will have to pay tax on that money. And if you were to withdraw money from your 401k, your 403b, your pension plan before the age of 59 and a half, you're going to pay 40% tax plus a 10% penalty to the IRS for accessing your money before 59 and a half. And if you leave your money in there too long, the IRS is going to come to you and say, sir and ma'am, we notice that you have a 401k, a 403b, and a pension plan. But we notice that you're 79 and a half. So you need to take your money out of your pension plan, your 401k, your 403b, or we're going to take half of that, and then we're going to tax the other half. So, again, is that being tax advantaged? No, it's not. And another thing that is important in our investments is protection. But I've never seen a financial product yet that is going to provide the investor protection. Now, what I mean by protection is, in the event of your death, are they going to give you any type of protection for your family? No. When you die, your 401k, your 403b, your pension plan will be liquidated. And the taxes that are owed on anything that was gained, as far as contributions from your employer, or the gains from the stocks and bonds that were directly tied to those 401k, 403b, and pension plan, will have to be paid. Now, what's left over will be given to your family. So, what I'm going to share with you now is those products that I just mentioned, they do have potential of growing, but in most cases, you'll end up losing money. They do not provide any type of safety or tax advantage or protection for your family. But there is a product out there, and I touched on it briefly at the beginning of this program, called a Index Universal Life Insurance. And the Index Universal Life policy has growth, it has safety, it has tax advantage, and it has protection. Let's go by growth. Unlike a 401k, a 403b, and a pension plan, the growth in the Index Universal Life is like this. When you invest your money by paying your premium and maybe a little extra, the money that you invest above and beyond your premium accumulates more value. And as your money is invested, it goes up in value. But the good thing about a Index Universal Life policy is the money that is gained in that cash value will never be lost. It will never go down. That is the growth. So, for example, you had $1,000 in your Index Universal Life policy above your death benefit, and it goes up to, say, $1,500 tomorrow. Then the next day, the market drops. What happens to that $1,500 that you had? Well, that's where the safety comes in. That $1,500 that you now have in cash value is locked in. You will not lose that gain of $500, no matter what the market does. And then when the market goes up again, that $1,500 will increase. But then when the market drops again, it will not decrease. The tax advantage that a index universal life policy has is this. Say, for example, you have $100,000 death benefit and you have $100,000 in accumulated cash value. And for whatever reason you need to get money so you can repair your car, have a home repair, send your child or children to college, or just take that vacation that you've never been able to take. Well, under a index universal life policy, you can borrow 90% of the cash value that's in your policy tax-free. That's the tax advantage. Now, the protection. That is your death benefit, as well as the accumulated cash value. So, for example, again, if you have a $100,000 death benefit and a $100,000 cash accumulated value in your policy, that money will be given to your family upon your death. That is the protection. Now, folks, I only have 3 minutes left before the end of this program. And I hope that what I just shared with you educated you to the importance of sound financial investment. And when I say financial investment, I'm not just talking about stocks and bonds, 401ks, 403Bs and pension plans. I'm talking about the whole picture. I'm talking about insurance. Now, this one product that I just mentioned, an index universal life policy, I feel is the best product out there on the market today because it provides you growth, it provides you safety, it provides you tax advantage, and also protection. It's a win-win situation. So if you do not have a financial professional that you can sit down with and talk to, I urge you to call me at 832-947-8703 if you live in the state of Texas. God bless you guys, God bless our troops, and God bless America. See you tomorrow.